Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Wake up feeling fresh. Wake up ready to catch up with fresh information, fresh updates. Wake up knowing that there is a morning show out there that has all you need.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
The Miraya Breakfast Show team is ready to keep you in touch with what is happening right now, both here and elsewhere. Weekday mornings,
wake up.
Right, a very good morning to you all listening to 101 Radio Miraya right this morning. All right, we now move on to our next conversation here on this edition of the show. And, you know, World Immunization Week, that's observed annually during the last week of April, is a global initiative that aims to promote the use of vaccines in order to protect people of all ages from vaccine-preventable diseases. So the week also emphasizes the importance of collective action to ensure that individuals and communities are better protected.
And so this year's campaign runs from the 24th to 30th of April under the theme Immunization for All is Humanly Possible. So joining us today to discuss the importance of immunization and the planned activities for this year's campaign in South Sudan, we have two guests, Dr. Onibo Pio from UNICEF. He's the immunization officer there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Let me just make some correction. I'm replacing my colleague Onibo. So my name is Aping Kulwel. I work as Social and Behavior Change Officer for UNICEF.
All right. Thank you very much for that clarification. And then we also have Dr. Eric.
Yes. Good morning.
Yes. Dr. Eric is the Immunization Hub Coordinator with the World Health Organization Office in South Sudan. Yes. Thank you all for joining us. First off, let me start with you, Dr. Eric. Tell us a bit about immunization and how it works and why it's very, very important in society.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. As you mentioned, my name is Eric from WHO, Country Office South Sudan. The immunization work and it's the vaccination, which is the most effective public health tools, and it's fundamental for right to the human, and it's a vital investment which vaccines have saved lives. If we look back in last year, the world celebrated 50 years of the immunization introduction in the world and have saved more than 150 million and over the past 50 years, and has really reduced the infant mortality by 40%, protecting more than 30 deadly disease across the world. And globally, the most of the countries have introduced what we call expanded or essential program on immunization, which is the key milestones for protecting children to get more deadly disease and prevent of the outbreaks to occur in any country. Thank you.
And if you just to give an overview from WHO's perspective, what do we hope to achieve this year regarding during this campaign?
Okay, thank you, Lucy. I will just come back this week, which starts tomorrow, which we have what we call the World Immunization Week, and we have African Vaccination Week. It's a combined effort to raise awareness about the vaccines to avoid and repress the misinformation about the vaccines. As South Sudan, this week we are starting tomorrow, we are starting what we call the measles follow-up campaign across the 10 states and 3 administrative areas, where the campaign will start for targeting children across between 9 months to 6 months to 49 months, and it's around 3 million children which will get the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And across this year also, the country will be introducing new vaccines for protecting children, including rotavirus, protecting children and the rotavirus which cause most diarrhea diseases. This will protect most of the children who are born with, and at least every child will get 2 doses. And also we have a new vaccine which will be introduced this year, which we call PCV, pneumococcal conjugated vaccine, which will also protect children against severe pneumonia and also respiratory diseases. And we have also the what we call the measles containing vaccine second dose. South Sudan has only 1 dose, but the recommended doses for WHO is there are two doses. Every child should receive 2 doses of measles containing vaccines. Those are main activities for this week, for and also will continue across the year. And really we call upon the society to take up on these actions, and the mother to bring the children to get these vaccines, because they are going to protect their children, protect their life, and prevent all the disease and outbreaks, especially measles, because the country has been facing measles outbreaks across the last 2 years. And luckily this year I have not confirmed any measles outbreak, and we really call upon for the society and the communities to bring children who have missed their first dose to receive the measles vaccine during this campaign. The measles campaign, it's 1 week from tomorrow until the 30th for this month. That's really the key activities, and we support from UNICEF and supporting with the ministry. The social mobilizers will be supporting this event.
Yeah, you have spoken about issues to do with misinformation about the vaccines. I mean, what is this you are hearing about people talking about the vaccines?
Yeah, you know, when you are introducing vaccines and communities are not used to vaccines or to new product, always comes with misinformation, which we need really to raise awareness about giving the right information about the vaccines. You know, when we got COVID, when COVID vaccine came, and also the country has not introduced so many vaccines other like developed countries, and we need really to raise awareness and communities to be informed about the safety of the vaccines and how it's protect about all the disease outbreaks. Because when children don't receive vaccines during their first year of life or 2 years, it's where we got the outbreaks. If they don't receive in after 2 years to 5 years, the country is at risk to get many outbreaks, including the measles, the meningitis, it's when you have the severe pneumonia cases every year, the hospitals are full, the hospital children are full, and all those outbreaks are not prevented because the children have not received their first or 2 years vaccines during their life.
Okay. Dr. Ping, how would you rate South Sudan in terms of the immunization campaigns? We've talked about misinformation in the communities. How is it like now? Are the communities receptive? How are they responding?
Thank you so much, Mariah, colleagues, and also listeners listening to this program. I think it is a good question. It depends with the situation, and we know that South Sudan has been a new country. Although immunization has not been new, it has been introduced since Sudan time. For South Sudan and Sudan, they introduced immunization since 1976, so it has not been a new thing. We have been here, but it depends with the events that are happening in the country as well. So looking at immunization, it is one of the areas that need to perform well. So it has not been performing well. There are some years where it has performed well, like when we broke away from Sudan, we were improving our immunization coverage, and especially the routine immunization coverage. Routine immunization coverage is not campaign vaccination. It is a vaccination where a caregiver should know that this is the right time for me to take the child for vaccination. So there are a lot of challenges coming with that, because most of the situations are not allowing that. There are a lot to do with access issues. There are also behavior issues, and there are a lot of also even the misinformation issues, which Dr. Eric has said. So From 2022, we were at 73% coverage in terms of immunization coverage, as routine immunization coverage. Mm. But moving forward, I think we slip a little bit. Last year, we did not perform well in terms of the antigens or the vaccines that we have in terms of coverage.
What could have been the cause of the drop?
There are a lot of challenges, like I said. Insecurity is one of them, where some of the facilities are affected. And other natural disasters like flooding. We know our country has been also receiving a lot of flooding in some of the areas, which affect most of the health facilities. And it also displaces communities from where they are supposed to access services. And also with lack of understanding of these vaccines, some of the caregivers do not even know that these vaccines are important for their children to get vaccinated. So So coupling with a lot of issues, insecurity, flooding, access issues, and even economic situation, where some of the mothers are actually saying, the health facility is far away from me, so I don't have transport to take frequently the child for vaccination. And also coupling with home issues, where mothers also take care of some of the home issues. So to sacrifice that time to go to take that child for vaccination is like you have pulled away her from her life, her activities that support her in terms of living.
Just one more question though. Dr. Eric spoke about some of the targeted diseases during the campaign. He spoke on a virus that causes diarrhea for children, pneumonia, as well as measles. Are there any other prevalent vaccine treatable diseases in South Sudan?
Yes, we are used, like before, we are used to polio vaccines which treat polio virus, and that is most of the people know. Even measles vaccine is known to people because of the risk measles bring to children that are affected. The new vaccines that are coming up, we know COVID, when it was introduced in this country, we had a lot of challenges. And those challenges, because it's like Dr. Eric said, it is a new vaccine, there is a lot to be learned about it, and even the effectiveness of how that vaccines work is something that took us time for communities to understand this. So we had to make sure that we engage communities. Last year, if you remember, we introduced a malaria vaccine, which has been introduced in 28 counties out of 52 counties, and it is taken in sequence of dosage. So we are facing challenge with that, because for it to be effective, you need to take at least 4 to 5 doses. So when it was launched, people were joy and they were all receptive about the vaccines, but coming with subsequent dosing, now you see there is a serious drop in terms of mothers coming for that vaccination.
Yeah, you spoke about some challenges. Mothers also hesitant to come to the facility, maybe because of the distance and all this. Maybe because they're used to the home-to-home immunization or house-to-house immunization. I mean, why not encourage this for the routine immunization as well, if not only for the campaign?
That is a good idea, but you see, with operation that comes with campaign vaccination is huge, and for routine immunization, there is a stop to that. There is something that bridges that gap, what we call outreaches, where communities that are not accessing vaccinations are reached through a vaccination that is taken to closer to them. You see, home to home visit, you cannot do like you do next month, and then the other month you do again, the other month you do monthly. It will come with huge cost, but there is these mobile outreaches and outreach programs that are also introduced as part of routine immunization to make sure that mothers that are far away from the facilities are covered with that vaccination. Currently, UNICEF, together with WHO and Ministry of Health and partners, are implementing what we call Big Catch-Up. Big Catch-Up is to make sure that we capture communities that have not been vaccinated with these routine vaccinations. So it has all the antigens that are received at the routine immunization. So they go to the community, make sure there is an awareness, and then they do vaccination for 4 to 5 days to make sure that those children that are missed are captured during that campaign.
Right.
So that is how we try to solve that.
Yes, Dr. Eric, I want to bring to your attention access to vaccines. You actually spoke earlier about one particular vaccine that needed two doses, but then the second dose is not available. What challenge does this pose for a country like South Sudan?
Thank you so much. I will highlight the access to vaccines. We thank our donors, especially Gavi, where they support the country or the countries to get access to vaccines. There are processes and procedures and for introduction of a vaccine in a country, and there are so many approvals which are needed. I will say the South Sudan country, has access to vaccines upon to the request supported by WHO and UNICEF. And thanks to Gavi, they don't put huge challenges to get the vaccines. The challenge to access to vaccines is the operation costs, especially in South Sudan. When you look the Great Upper Nile, when you look Upper Nile State, Unity, and the part of Northern Bargazal, Jonglei, the operation costs in those areas, it's where we have what we call zero children. Children have not received any dose, any vaccine. And that access to those, it's what hamper the introduction of new vaccines. If you have many zero dose children, to get the approvals for the new introduction, you have to really to strengthen the routine immunization. The campaign, they are short to solve the solution. They are faster to get the solution. But the routine immunization should work to get Lily out or these children who have not received any doses. As Ping mentioned, the big catch-up, what we call the PIRIs, they are really supportive to get all those children. But if we don't strengthen the routine immunization, we are not going to really to get out of the problems which we are having in the country. Now, currently, we have seen a little bit the drop of the routine immunization coverage, but we hope with the current introduction and the campaigns, initiatives, the big catch-up, the PIRIs, we hope to get this access. Then the last one is in the conflict-affected area where there is disrupted health services and flood-affected areas, it's where all these initiatives should really strengthen, which include the big catch-up, the outreaches, mobile clinics, and all those initiatives. Yeah.
All right. Talking about the drop now in terms of disimmunization, you mentioned a couple of challenges, talking about insecurity and others. And so if these challenges continue to persist, I mean, what's going to be the status of the immunization in the near future?
And what could possibly be some of the solutions that are needed, Dr. Peng?
Yeah, thank you so much. That is a good question, and I think is a question for all of us, which we need to work towards it. So if communities really understand the importance of immunization, wherever they are, they can be able to find ways or modalities to get services. With partners and also with where we have access, some government structures also work to make sure that the children are immunized. So let's say, for instance, during flooding, where some communities will be displaced to a certain location where they are sealed, you see, there are high chances of them being forced to risk of disease outbreaks. Because if they don't get vaccination, that is a serious issue. So this is where a community need to actually come out clearly, know what they want, because we are not talking about resources here, because the vaccines that we are supposed to procure as a country, as South Sudan, we are getting it free of charge from the donor community, especially Gavi. They have been giving us, they have been very okay with us. They have been supporting us fully to make sure that we get full our children get full immunity through these vaccines. So possibly some of these is where communities need to come out to know the importance of vaccination, and they need to also have that local solutions where they need to decide on their own. Like if they see partners are not reaching this location and they are moving with some health workers, their community health workers, these community health workers need to support the community which are inaccessible to make sure that they are given those supplies and they can vaccinate their community. Yeah. So that is one of the key things that we are always advocating as for routine immunization.
All right. Any last messages we want of this discussion, Dr. Ping?
My last message is please, we need to get out of this thing where we think any vaccine brought, there is someone is planning to do something for us. You can't be if someone is intending to kill you, do not kill you through vaccines. You see all this sugar we are eating, all these biscuits, they are all coming from outside. And if people have really that intention to kill us, it is not through vaccines. And these vaccines are pre-qualified, approved by WHO and with experts. Even internally, we have an expert that also look at any vaccine that we are bringing. So for those vaccines that we are going to introduce, please, you need to come out to get those vaccines. They are for the betterment of the children that we have, and they are for the betterment of our country, so that we avoid all these outbreak, measles outbreak, yellow fever outbreak, polio outbreak, and these upsets of malaria. Is something that we need
Thank you so much. Yes, Dr. Eric, any last message to the public?
Thank you so much, colleagues and listeners. The last, I have two key messages. It's just for the community to fight against the misinformation about the vaccines. Vaccines are safe for our children. We have to bring our children to the health facilities to get vaccinated. The second, it's just our health systems really to invest and integrate the vaccines in our routine health services, to our healthcare workers to get trained and to be able to provide healthcare services to our communities. And then the government to be really increase their domestic funding for vaccines. As Ping mentioned, the vaccines, most of the countries, they have the contributions, but here in South Sudan, the government is getting the vaccines, but the operation other, but we really advocate for the government to increase the investment for sustainable immunization services.
Thank you, Dr. Eric. Thank you, Dr. Ping, for joining us this morning on the Mirai Breakfast Show. We hope to have you some more times again.